You are listening to KHUM, and joining me on the line is Mara from Redwood Pals Rescue. Hey, Mara.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I understand that the Humboldt County Animal Shelter is packed full and has been full for quite some time now.
It has. March has been a rough month up there for incoming dogs. We another litter of four puppies came in today. There are four litters of four puppies currently at the shelter.
That brings like up to over 60 animals. That's the dogs. That's crazy.
I think so. It's a lot.
And a comfortable amount. I mean, there is no comfortable amount because in a perfect world, all dogs would be at home with their loving families. But a comfortable amount in terms of population, in terms of being able to take care of the dogs and not worry about overcrowding, is about how many?
Well, I would say there's room for 24 on the adoptable side, though we don't need that to be all filled up all the time. So, you know, 20 dogs over there, and then, of course, ideally, hardly anybody in the hold section.
And the hold section is dogs that, like, get out. Like, my dog, Rosie, long time ago, she's a border collie. She's very clever. She managed to squeeze through a window that was open no more than 2 inches, I swear. And she went on walkabout, and a person was worried about her safety, called the Humboldt County Animal Shelter. They didn't want her to get run over, and she ended up there. And I saw her picture within an hour and called them up and said, that's my dog. So she was there for, like, 2 hours.
Makes you a great owner by the shelter standards. So the process works is that if dogs get out or are abandoned or are found walking the streets, they are picked up and brought to the shelter, where they then have a 4-day legal hold, 4 business days. So it's to give their owners a chance to come and get them. If dogs are microchipped, or even if they have a tag with their owner's phone number or phone number and address, any information that allows them to be quickly returned, animal control has a really high priority on getting those dogs back to their people.
One of the things that I really appreciate about our Humboldt County Animal Shelter and how far the staff goes above and beyond is that if you discover that your dog is at the shelter and it's after hours, you can still call and repatriate your dog. You just need cash or a check because they don't take plastic, and you need proof of a current rabies vaccine.
That is not, it depends on who's there, but certainly when it's crowded, that is the case. And if you know that your dog is at the shelter, absolutely the first thing to do is to call up there and leave a message saying my dog is there. To leave the shelter, a dog always needs to have proof of current rabies. So you can say, I've got my rabies certificate in my hand, got cash in my hand, I will come up right now, tell me what I need to do next.
Right, and they also want you to let them know if your dog has a medical condition, so that can do that. The number at the shelter, I'm going to give it out right now, we'll give it out again, is 840-9132, and they're open till 7 o'clock tonight, which means that people have an opportunity after work to go and meet and greet some potential new family members.
That is true. The shelter is open Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 4, and Tuesdays and Thursdays it's open from 10 till 7, which the Tuesday and Thursday afternoons are often a busier time because more people can get there. Some of us volunteers are there at that time, and we're happy to help give suggestions about dogs that we've liked. The Humboldt County Animal Shelter Facebook page is run by volunteers. We try and keep it current with the dogs and cats that are available at any given time. You can always find a complete selection of available animals on www.petharbor.com, and you just put in any Humboldt County zip code and choose the Humboldt County Sheriff's Animal Shelter. And that will show you exactly who's there.
And it is a great, easy-to-use website, because that's how I found Rosie when she got out. I got to say a couple words of praise for the volunteers at the shelter, because you guys really get to know the dogs very, very well. And when we were looking to add another dog to our household, a person who's part of Redwood Pals Rescue asked us a bunch of questions about what we were looking for, and she said, hey, I have the perfect dog for you if you can wait, and had him brought to an adoption event. And, of course, we've had him ever since. It's been like, 8 years. And, you know, he's the dog who sleeps under the covers with me, and he's a big baby. But, you know, she knew the dog so well that she was able to say, I've got the dog for you. So if you take a little bit of time and talk to the people who work with the animals, the volunteers or the staff, they are very likely to have a good match for you.
And I've been trying to put the word out. If people message, they don't message, but message is good. It gets our attention. The Humboldt County Animal Shelter Facebook page, we're quick to answer any questions. Lots of times people see an animal come up on Pet Harbor. There were three little Rottweiler puppies that came in last week, and boy, people were ready to take them the minute they set foot in the building, but that is outside of the legal protocol, but we could tell them these dogs will be available on such and such a date, and you can call and check then. Sometimes people say, do you ever get any Labradoodles? Which the answer is usually no, not very often. But people can ask us questions, or they can say, hey, I have a house with a fenced yard, but I have some chickens. Do you think there'll be any dog that would get along with the chickens? Anything like that.
Chickens, small dogs, other dogs, cats.
Children.
Children. I mean, you know, we've kind of run the gamut at our house, and it's kind of great to know that you are bringing an animal into your house that has been temperament tested, has all their shots, has microchip, you know, and that the people have an idea of who this creature is in terms of their personality. And I will also say that if you are going to go visit the shelter and visit with some of the animals there, take them out of the enclosures, please. Take them for a walk. Go play with them. Take them out of a stressful environment to see who they really are.
They change so much after the first half hour. So the dogs are, especially, I speak for the dogs, they're used to a kind of routine where pretty much every day a volunteer comes, they go out for a walk, they get a little play yard time, they go back into their kennel. And they have a very specific routine for that half hour. So if you keep them out for longer than that, then you start to see how they are when, oh, you know, this is different. Maybe I'm not going back right into my kennel. And sometimes they relax. They'll be a little more personable. They don't, they don't wear their little hearts on their sleeves all the time because they would just be sad.
It's a very stressful environment, and not because it's a bad place. I mean, you guys, the staff, everybody does such a great job keeping it clean, keeping the dogs taken care of, giving them the daily attention. But there's only so much that can be done when you have so many dogs in such a small space.
It's true. So staff is kept pretty busy keeping things very clean, keeps the animals fed, medications if needed, running the business of the shelter, so the volunteers try to help with the enrichment part for the animals. I did want to say one thing about the shelter that has been on my mind, which when it's very crowded like this and notes go out saying that animals are in danger of being euthanized, people get very concerned, which we appreciate the concern, but sometimes I see animosity directed at the shelter. And I just want to say,
when
the shelter is overcrowded, it is not the shelter's fault.
There's
a problem in our community of too many unwanted and uncared for, in our case, dogs.
Yeah. So if people want to help out, there are several things you can do. First of all, if you have dogs already, make sure that they're up to date on their vaccinations, they have tags and microchips, and that your fences are secure.
That's right.
And
we certainly strongly encourage spay neuter, which for a lot of animals, that keeps them from doing the wandering that lands them in the shelter.
Yeah, and there's a lot of health benefits to that as well, in addition to the population control. If you are somebody who maybe can't have a dog full time, but you're going to be around for a while and you'd like to foster a dog, there's all kinds of opportunities to do that. You know, maybe you're planning on traveling this summer or something, so you can't take a dog permanently.
Yes, the best way to find out more about fostering is to send us an email at redwoodpalsrescue@gmail.com. So just redwoodpalsrescue, all one word, @gmail.com. And if people can include where they live, whether they have a fenced yard, whether they have other dogs, whether they have other animals, and ages of children. That is very useful information to us.
Yeah.
We try to call everyone back. It's harder for us when we just get a note that says, hey, I don't want to see any dogs get put down. Call me.
In other words, give you guys as much information as possible so that you can make a good placement.
That's right. And because we get a lot of different dogs. Some of the dogs, we sent out two dogs yesterday. She's listening. Two very shy border collies.
And oh, now that almost seems oxymoronic.
Yes, it does.
I have a border collie. I know.
So if the shelter was down at those optimum numbers that you talked about, then Redwood Pals would have quite a bit of time to work with these boys and get them more used to being handled and happy to see people. And they would probably move over to the adoptable section because they are nice dogs. But when it's this crowded, that wasn't going to happen. And someone graciously came up to the shelter all the way from Bridgeville, met them, took them home, and I got a report today that they're just getting along fabulously with her dogs. And she had already asked me before she left about what options fosters have if they want to keep the dog.
Oh, see,
so
there you go.
Great. Yeah.
There you go. It's a try before you buy
things. We have some dogs that are just shy and need a little extra love. We have some dogs that are big and strong and need some more training.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of the reasons why Tammy thought of us for this particular dog is because I had previously trained a Chesapeake Bay Retriever to a very high level of obedience. And he was a bit of a wild child when I got serious. He was half Labrador and half Great Dane, and he was about a year old and was totally like goofball. He still is, but you know, now he's nine.
Right. Well, my most beloved Hank is sitting here next to me. Commenting. He is about 10, and I was not volunteering at the shelter at the time, but I had seen his picture in the paper, and he was a year and a half old, and when I met him, and we liked him and took him home, he was kind of a wild child. When I started finding out his background, he'd been adopted and returned three times in like 2 weeks at the shelter, and then by then the poor guy was tweaked, and didn't really want to play that game anymore. So
that would make anyone nuts.
Yeah, and he ended up on the euthanasia list, and I tell you, he's the best dog ever. He comes up to the shelter with me a lot and helps to evaluate dogs that are supposedly aggressive. He can tell me in 2 minutes whether the dog is aggressive or whether it's just fearful or whether it just doesn't know how to play.
What
so
a great helper.
A huge asset.
All right, again, Humboldt County Animal Shelter, they're open until 7 tonight and also on Thursday night. Normally, they're also open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday until 4. Am I remembering correctly?
That is correct.
Yay. And here is their phone number one more time, 840-9132. If you have questions, if you're looking for something specific for your family, give as much information as you can, redwoodpalsrescue@gmail.com, right? Did I get that right?
Right.
Okay.
And the last thing that people can do to help either one of those organizations is to adopt a dog. Because adopting an available dog from the shelter or from Redwood Pals makes the space for another dog. So you save two lives.
Sorry, we have the siren on our roof. So, all right. Well, thank you, Mara, from Redwood Pals. We appreciate you calling in and taking the time. I've got the most appropriate song I can think of to come out of this. This is Nellie McKay and the Dog Song on K-Hum.